Good news out of Orlando, Florida.
This is the Pete Shepherd Show on Patriots.com Radio.
Kostowski set to go. 23-17 Steelers. Kostowski tries the onside kick, and it doesn't go the required 10 yards.
You're kidding, right?
That is a huge mistake.
Here to break down this week's game live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium, the man everyone loves, especially the quarterback.
I love Pete. I always appreciate Pete.
Pete Shepherd.
Now, as I was saying to John Rook before he left, you know, I leave you people for a week, and what the hell happens? All right, all hell breaks loose. All right, everybody. I'm going to reel all of you wackos back in here, okay? Not all of you, but some of you have gone, you know, psycho iki baluki over the top and, you know, are way, way off the deep end, with this one loss. And I'm as frustrated, believe me, that was as frustrating a loss as I can remember in a long time. The Cleveland one last year, you can kind of deal with it. It just, you know, when you get your butts kicked like that, you're down by 20 in the fourth quarter. You know, that's just the way that game went. That's just what happens. Now, fortunately, they didn't lose another game after that until that game against the Jets. And hopefully that will be the case this year as well. But again, every year is its own entity. But anyway, I am back. It's Pete Shepherd here until 6 o'clock tonight here on Patriots.com. First, I want to thank everybody for all the beautiful Facebook messages and regards everyone sent to myself and my new beautiful wife, Elaine. We had a great time in Jamaica at the wedding. And Kevin, you love this. One of the best messages I got, it said, good news out of Jamaica. It just said, good news out of Jamaica, .. It was funny. It was very good.
Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Yeah, Dale Earnhardt died.
Oh, God, please. Everybody thinks that was real. We were goofing on something that day on the radio on EEI. You know, we were goofing on NASCAR people. Yeah, exactly. Everybody thinks, oh, how could you do that? I'm like, it was not what it appears to be. Anyway, how's everybody doing? We are broadcasting live here at our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Tried to go to Subway today on the way down here, Kev, for a sandwich. And actually going to get a salad. And instead I had to go down to...
Power's still out there?
Went down to Chickie Finn's.
Okay.
And
the power's still out on Route 1 there?
Chickie Finn's was open. That's okay. Where I went. I had a beautiful, gigantic grilled chicken Caesar salad. And it was awesome. But, power's still out. A lot of it. A lot of people still out. I didn't get – I live in Billerica, like 40 minutes from here. And that was the worst part, getting off the plane Sunday night, getting home to no power, which we kind of expected. But then having to, you know, still in our sandals and shorts and T-shirts and all that stuff, having to drive around for an hour and a half to try to find a hotel because I'm not, you know, sitting in the night in the dark. It was like 45 degrees in the house. But that was another story. I'll get to that maybe at the end of the show. Some funny stories that happened. But let's get to the not-so-funny story, or in some ways it can be funny, in some of the things that happened in this game. You look at some of the numbers, and it's unbelievable. For the Patriots to only have 50 offensive plays, I got to look up to see the last time that happened. Now, you also get in touch with me, webradio at patriots.com, and call me on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Facebook me as well, Pete Shepherd, PETESHEPPARD. I'll get to all the emails, and I really missed, you know, doing the shows and missed watching football. I didn't watch. The only thing I got to watch in Jamaica was one night I had some free time, and me and my buddy Lou, my best man, went down. We watched some of the Cardinals and the Texas Rangers games. Was it game six? It was a game with all the errors. Was it game six? Might have been game five. I think it was game six, all the errors, and the Cardinals ended up winning 10-9. But that's really the only thing I watched. I went online once. One time when I was out there, it was early in the morning, and that was it. I just had, you know, I just got away from it all and caught up with everything over the last couple of days and ready to go. Back in action. So you can call me on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398, and already we have a call. I'll get to all my little rants and raves a little bit later on, but let's get to Chad, who's in Sweden. Hi, Chad. You're up next here on the Pete Shepherd Show. What's up, my friend?
Hello, Pete.
Hi, Chad.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Love your Facebook messages, by the way.
Congrats on your wedding.
Hey, thank you very much.
Frustrating loss. Hey, think about guys like me. You know, I went to bed. It was 1 in the morning, and I kind of told myself, hey, what did I st- stayed up so late for, you know.
And it's tough to fall asleep after losses like that. I know it's tough for me. I mean, it ends up lying awake and bothered. It shouldn't bother us as much as it does, but we're all very passionate, you know, football fans. So I hear you.
So, you know, as bad as it looked, the Patriots did have a chance in the last minutes.
Yeah, they did.
The game wasn't sealed.
They had a couple of chances. They're down six with 3:28 to go. They had two chances.
Yeah, until Polamalu robbed us.
I don't understand how the refs did not know that was illegal to do that. I don't understand it. Everybody, the broadcasters knew. Belichick knew. I'm watching. Yeah. I'm screaming. And I don't know how they don't understand that. But, would it have made that much difference in that particular time, where there were like 9 seconds left when that happened? Possibly, but they would have needed a miracle then, but they had chances before that. Unfortunately, it wasn't their day. It was just a bad day.
I remain confident. I like this team a lot. I know we don't hear it a lot on the media, but I like this team a lot. I think that it's more a problem of probably game plan, if you see what I mean. No huddle offense. Lack of aggressiveness. Lack of let's go to war. You see what I mean?
Yeah. No, I hear it. But they definitely have to make some changes on how this defense plays. They have some definite deficiencies here, and they got to correct them in the secondary. They played a whole bunch. And this is the thing. What's going to happen, and you'll see it this week, is that everybody will say, oh, now the Steelers have the blueprint. I say it every week. And everybody's going to say, okay, now the Steelers, the way they attack the Patriots is what everybody's going to do. It's just easier said than done. People always say that because they don't do their research and don't do their homework enough. So they think Eli Manning's going to come in here and just do exactly what Ben Roethlisberger and the Patriots did. And you know what? He'll probably get some pass yards. He's been playing actually very well lately. I still don't know how they lost to Seattle, but they did. But, you know, Eli can throw for three touchdowns and throw for three picks in the same quarter. So, but he's somebody that the Patriots are going to have to be very aware of. I mean, they do have weapons on the Giants, and everybody is throwing the ball against. It's unbelievable that Roethlisberger didn't complete a pass over 26 yards in that game out of the 50 that he threw. That is amazing. It was just so frustrating to watch all those third and longs. And I always talk about, Chad, about how, you know, games are decided usually there's three or four plays in a game. And forget the obvious one, the picks and the onside kick, all that stuff. If the Patriots just stopped them like twice on third down, a couple of those possessions on third down, it might be a totally different game. But they couldn't do it. They could not do it. And they were all dink and dunks. It was really like, I agree with everybody's assessment, it was like watching the Patriots do what they have done over the years to the Steelers. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, there's stuff that bothered me also. Kevin's fault taking the majority of the snaps. I don't agree with that.
Yeah, I know. That's a question I'm going to pose out to a lot of people today.
Yeah.
It's a concern that I have. And I love Kevin Falk to death. I think he's one of the heart and souls of this team, has been. All that stuff. And I know the yardage looked a lot better than what it really was. He gets a lot of those yards on third and longs. And his average looked a lot better, and his 32 yards, you know, and all that stuff. And he had 4.3 yards a carry or 5.2 yards a carry, but a lot of that stuff was in garbage third down time. I really worry about the chemistry of the running game, which I think I was with Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, and Danny Woodhead. And now all of a sudden you take that away, for Kevin Falk. I expected Kevin to play. I didn't expect him to start. I certainly didn't expect him to play all that. I certainly didn't expect Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis to have but five carries and Woodhead to have none and Ridley to have none either. So and they abandoned the running game way too early, no matter who was running the ball. I just think I don't know. I think it's a mistake to all of a sudden you're going to abandon Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, that tandem, he and Woodhead, for Kevin Falk. And Kevin has been an integral part of this team for years, and we all know that. But that's I said this before I left. I thought that was going to be a major issue.
Yeah, I told myself that a few days before the game. And that's what happened. I agree with you. Ben Jarvis, he's productive when he gets the 15 to 20 carries. And Woodham, you got to use him. You know, I mean, when you have when you're in sync, like the Patriots are, and you have those two tight ends, nobody has two tight ends like the Patriots.
Yeah.
And when you have, you know, guys like Branch and Welker, and you have Wood in the backfield, and you really have to go in that no-huddle offense because teams don't have the answer. And look at that last drive versus the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. In, what, 40 seconds, they won the game.
Yeah.
And that's really what really more bothered me, the fact that there wasn't any that kind of coaching philosophy, that offense philosophy. They didn't play the no-huddle offense.
They didn't play it because they weren't on the field a lot. That's the other problem. I mean, they really
well, –
I mean, Steelers did a great – I mean, usually time possession, sometimes that can be a very, very overrated stat, but it was not – couldn't have been more indicative of how that game went than time of possession. That is one time where it really, really fit the game and the score, and the Steelers just dominated. I mean, basically 2-1 in time of possession, so crazy.
Yeah, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
40 minutes is a lot. And they did what they had to do. They kept Brady and the offense off the field. And, you know, it wasn't a great day for Tom. It wasn't horrible, obviously. I mean, the numbers, if you looked at the numbers without watching the game, you say, okay, two touchdowns, you know, it didn't throw for 70% completion percentage, but it was pretty good. But, and the throws that he completed, I thought some of them were some great throws, but he had six or seven overthrows and, you know, the offense has to take some responsibility in this loss as well. But, for the most part, it was you got to blame. You got to look at the defense and special teams. Huge, huge plays.
Yeah. The special teams. The fact that somehow they can't tackle.
Well, that's another. That's my third thing. I mean, they're still having problems wrapping up. It is so freaking frustrating sometimes when it looks like they're going to have gains of 2 and 3 yards, and all of a sudden they're 9 and 10. And more. That's the worst part. They've got to correct that. To me, that is the one major problem they have to correct. They have got to start wrapping up way more consistently than what they've been doing.
Yeah, and in the end, you know, they might you know get some free and outs if they actually do tackle. You know, they might get the offense off the field.
Like I said, I mean the Steelers had drives. Of 11 plays, 16 plays, 10 plays, 14 plays, 11 plays. If just saying that a couple of those drives, they just stopped them once on third down, that game turns around more than likely, but it didn't happen. The Steelers they did what they had to do and they dominated the Patriots, offensively, what they did to their defense, I mean, they just shredded them. And it was all dink and dunk stuff and a lot of yaks. It wasn't like they were getting beat down the field with bombs, you know, 30 and 40 yard plays. That's what's kind of, it's more frustrating losing that way.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, that's why, you know, I think those mistakes are more correctable. And that's why I'm not worried. I'm more confident. And every year is different, but, you know, I'm confident about this team. You know, even though it, you know, secondary did take a big whack there with Bolden getting released and
I don't think he was playing all that well anyway, but certainly it hurt.
Yeah,
and like I said to John in the crossover, it had to be. To me, it seems like Arrington took over a starting job. He got pissed. He didn't want to play nickel or dime packages, whatever it was. It was an ego thing. You know, I'm not 100%, I don't know that 100% for sure, but I'm thinking Bill Belichick did not want any type of Adelis Thomas situation to happen again here and just cut it off before it could ask snowball, and that's that. Now, I could be dead wrong with that, but, you know, I could, my theory fits, so I'm going with it.
I just want to say, you know, I believed in this team, and it's not like we have, you know, a choker like Romo or a guy like Mark Sanchez who needs 16 weeks to complete 25 passes. we have a hell of a team, and I think, you know, it's correctable. Those mistakes you see on TV, I know they make you want to jump out the window, but they're correctable, and I know we're going to get there. I shouldn't be thinking about it, but I'd like them to get the top AFC seed, you know.
Well, sure. There's still
advantage.
And
but I try not to think it because I take it week by week. But you know,
right now I just take it game by game. Like I said, there's a lot of football left. Like I said, I don't start really focusing on teams and what they're really capable of until about Thanksgiving. But I mean, certainly there is cause for concern here. But, you know, I was just looking up some other numbers. I mean, the Packers' overall defense is ranked 29th. 29th! Or 25th. 25th. The pass defense is 29th. The Packers' pass defense is 29th. The Patriots is 32nd. And the Packers' overall defense is ranked 25th. Now, granted, they're playing great. I mean, they're playing better than anybody overall in the NFL right now, no question. But they got a tough part of their schedule coming up as well. So all I'm saying is there's a lot of teams that have flaws. The Patriots are not the only one. And they're 18-1 at home against the NFC since this stadium was opened in 2002. They hardly ever lose two games in a row. So I like I said, I like their chances to bounce back. They're resilient. It's not to say you just dismiss the Giants as an easy win, because it's not going to be.
No,
I don't think it will be. But they they have they're a resilient team. They have been, and they very rarely lose two games. Haven't lost two games in a row. Last time was 2009. And, you know, and they're 18-1 at home against the NFC. The only loss was Green Bay in 2002. So we'll see.
Yeah, it's a long time ago. Yeah.
All right, Chad. Thank you. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, and a big thumbs up to Jared Allen. He's going to get the defensive MP.
I hope so. I mean, I love to see him play for the Patriots someday. Thanks for the call, Chad.
No problem. Thanks.
All right.
Congrats on your marriage.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot. 508-298-0398. That's to get to hold of me on the Ace Ticket Hotline. Email me, webradio at patriots.com. We're doing it live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. You'll also Facebook me, Pete Shepard, PETSHEPPARD. Get to Brian in Los Angeles in 1 second. Quick one from Blake from Southern Cal. Hey, Pete, why not get Ocho involved more? I can't figure it out. It's been eating at me for weeks and weeks. Just put him out there. He can't build any chemistry with Brady if he never plays. Now, O'Brien says he wants to get Price more involved. I really am speechless. I like Ocho a lot, and can only hope things turn around if he only gets 4 snaps for an entire game and has his helmet off on the sidelines every time we're in the red area. That won't happen. Frustration is the only thing building for me after this loss to Pitt. Also, I say cut Edelman. I don't care if he is innocent according to the law or not. He put himself in a stupid situation, and something obviously happened that shouldn't have, plain and simple. Well, I understand that, but, you know, there've been far more, and it's unfortunate the young lady allegedly got groped. Whatever it was, it's an unfortunate incident. It was a stupid thing, allegedly, if he did indeed do that, but, I have come to, you know, believe me, over the years, when athletes are involved in nightclub stories, when this kind of thing happens, I just reserve judgment until all the facts are out there, because you never know who has what agenda. Seen it happen way too many times. So we'll wait and see. I don't think, I mean, possibly could get cut, but I kind of be surprised, to be honest with you. 508-298-0398. Back to the phones we go. Up next is Brian in Los Angeles. You're up next here on the Pete Shepard Show. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Pete. How you doing?
Good. What's up, man? I'm doing fine. How are you?
Congratulations, man. I've been better. It's been a horrible week. Aside from being looked over for promotion at work.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's losing. And it's been a horrible week. I thought that'd be making it up for me that game on Sunday. But you know what? I had a good laugh last night watching Philip Rivers fumble that ball.
You know what? And that was, I gotta tell you, if I'm a fan of the San Diego Chargers, though, those refs sucked last night. And I watched that football game from start to finish, because I hadn't watched a football game all in 10 days, because I was in Jamaica. And, I gotta tell you, those refs were terrible. They had some horrible calls on both sides, and offensive pass interference calls, and the one on Antonio Gates was a joke. But you're right. I mean, Rivers, you know, all they have to do is just hold on to the football, kick the field goal, game over. And that's, hey, there should have been, look what they did in the Jet game the week before that. I mean, a couple weeks ago. They had that game won too. They blew that one.
Yeah, definitely. They're definitely not helping us against that Jet game. And you know what, that game, you know, though it was a little different, it kind of reminded me of that SC Stanford game at the end, when, the guy from SC should have just dropped out and kicked the field and won the game.
Yeah, I was away. I mean, I saw the score on SportsCenter from the hotel room, but I didn't see any college football, unfortunately, except highlights. But I mean, I saw that. I know it was a great game. Obviously, SC and Stanford, I know it went into overtime and all that stuff, but that's why I just didn't see it, because I was busy. What can I tell you?
Yeah.
But I'm not missing Alabama LSU on Saturday night, I can tell you that. I won't be missing that one.
Definitely, yeah. That's the game of the year right there.
Yep.
But, Yeah, and I just want to touch up on what that caller said, too. I mean, I was shocked the touches Ben Jarvis got. I mean, that's a joke. I mean, this guy's been, you know, nothing but a beast for us for this year and even last year, you know. And I mean, at least it can give the guys a chance. I mean, I know Kevin Fox, you know, been, you know, massive for us the past couple of years, but he is, you know, what, 35, 36 now? I mean, you got to give the guy, you got to give the guy his dues. I mean, Ben Jarvis earned it, you know, and he led touchdowns for last year and this year, I mean, over Peterson and all these guys up until this past bye week. So, you know, just give the guy a chance. You know, that's definitely what we lacked is that running game. And hopefully they can change it up against the Giants because, you know what, I don't know. I see that game going out of hand for us, too. And then
I mean, they only had 12 rushes, and one was, you know, tight end, you know, Aaron Hernandez. So, really, only 11 handoffs to the running back. Flock got six for 32 yards, and half of those yards were garbage yards because it came on third and long situations. It really didn't matter. It was just inside handoff protection plays. And Ben, for the law firm to only get 5 carries and 9 yards, I think that sucks. Now, I know they were down early in the game. They had to pass the ball. They were down 10-0. So, you know, I understand that. And I think the way the game shaped up, they had to throw the ball, obviously, a lot more. But I just thought they abandoned the running game way too early in this one, way too early. I thought they could do a little bit more balance here, maybe get the Steelers off guard. But the bottom line is they were only on the field for 20 minutes, and the Steelers were on the field for 40 minutes, basically. So it was tough to get any continuity going on any offense. They just couldn't get on the field.
Yeah, most definitely. And you know what? Another thing that really pissed me off is, you know, I think I'm sick and tired of this Ocho Cinco. I mean, I know you're still kind of waiting for it, but I see it's a done deal.
Well, I don't know what anybody can. Now, I think it's interesting. Billy O'Brien comes out today and says, Kevin, is Billy on conference call later on? Do we have that? If he's on conference call later on in the show, we're going to play Billy O'Brien's conference call today and Bill Belichick's as well conference call. But Billy O'Brien came out publicly and said, which I find interesting because you really don't hear coaches come out and usually say, okay, Taylor Price is going to play more. But basically, I can almost promise you this: you're going to see him on the field for some snaps. What do you have? He's on the field for six, I think. He was targeted one time on Sunday, but that looks like it's about to increase.
Yeah, and I gave Chad the benefit of the doubt. I mean, he knows the Steelers more than anybody on that team. You know, being from Cincinnati,
yep.
And all, I thought this was the game he was going to come up for sure. And here I am still, you know, like, we need a deep threat is what we need. He needs to go somewhere else, you know, cut him. We gave him a try, and Bill's got to stop with the ego thing. You know, I know we wasted $6 million or whatever it was on him, but, you know, it's time to find a new guy.
Yeah, well, we're all waiting for Chad to have I'm not even talking about a breakout game, just have a decent game. You know, come out and have 5 catches for 60 yards. That'd be fine with me. I mean, I don't expect much more than that because they have too much other talent with the tight ends and on the team and Welker and Branch. So, I mean, it's going to be hard for him to catch more. I think for most games, it's going to be hard for him to catch more than 4 or 5 a game anyway, but none. I mean, targeted, you know, only targeted one time again. So it is, I agree with you. It's frustrating. And all you hear about is how well he practices. He practices this. He's saying all the right things again. So I don't know. I know if he was capable of playing, that Bill would play him. So there's got to be something going on.
Practice. Yeah, and we need a deep threat.
Practice.
Yeah. I mean, that's what's killing me. I'm not saying he has to get all the catches, whether it be Randy Moss coming back or whatever. But you know, we just need someone. I mean, our game's coming. It's starting to become a little too predictable. You know.
Well, I don't think so. I see. The last 2 weeks it wasn't predictable. Everybody's talking about the balance that they had on offense and defense. I mean, they're still right. You know, in the top 3 or 4 in offense. I mean, they're going to be all year long. When you're only on the field for basically 20 minutes and the way that game went, it was tough to establish any kind of continuity. But they had a couple of 3-and-outs, and that's some bad offensive series. And I don't think it was, you know, if Randy Moss were out there, or, you know, I mean, I'm still, who was talking about Terrell Owens the other day? Somebody's talking about, maybe it was somebody on the radio, about Terrell Owens. I mean, come on. And I just think we were only on the field for 20 minutes. You know, Brady was okay on Sunday. It was okay for him. For some other quarterbacks, those numbers might be pretty good. But for him, it was just okay. They just could not get a flow going because the Steelers had the ball, it seemed. You know, Every time you looked up, they were going on all these big drives, and all they had to do was stop them one or two times on third down, and they couldn't do it. So damn frustrating to watch. But look, you give the Steelers credit. They outplayed the Patriots and all facets of the game, and that's the way it was. It's frustrating when Roethlisberger doesn't beat you for 30 yards down the field. It's all dink and dunk stuff, and it's all yaks, you know, yards after the catch that just killed us. I mean, Heath Miller looked like he was going to, you know, catch, you know, have a 400-yard game in the first quarter.
Right. But, and you know what the most frustrating thing is? When is New England going to win a game where, you know, they don't give the other team any chance? I mean, it just seems like all week you talk, the Pats are going to do this to them, the Pats are going to do that. All I hear is, you know, the Pats are going to dominate, and then they go lose those big games, the Jets last year.
No, that's not true, because, I mean, a lot of people thought, listen, they've already won some big games this year. Even though San Diego's off to now they've struggled a little bit, but, I mean, they've beaten some good teams. I mean, Dallas is, you know, that last-minute win against Dallas was good, and that was one of those wins where everybody said they finally won, you know, quote-unquote, the right way. And same thing with the Jets, where it wasn't like putting up 35, 40 points a game. So, you know, I don't get caught up in that. They've beaten plenty of good teams over the years, and they've beaten teams in their home field and beaten them pretty soundly at times too. So I don't get caught up in that. They've won a lot of big games. I know the Jet game last year still sticks in everybody's craw a little bit, but they've already beaten them once this year, and you know they've beaten some good teams. I'm not gonna go crazy ready to jump off bridges after one loss to a pretty good team on the road in a game that they had the ball twice with 3 minutes and 23 seconds to go and couldn't get it done. Then they could have won. As awful as everything it may seem, in the second half, you know what they give up? 8 points, really six. You know, right. 6 points. I mean, the one little silver lining to the cloud was about the red zone defense again. I mean, they did hold them to some field goals here, which was a good sign. But like I said, it's just football is like three or four plays. If they just stopped them a couple times on those third and long, on some of those long drives they had, and it could have been a different game. But it wasn't. They're 5-2. They're still tied with Buffalo for first in the AFC East, and there's a lot of football left.
Right, but I'm not saying they can't beat the good teams. I'm saying they can't beat the teams where everybody and their mother says that there's no way the Patriots can lose this game.
Well, it doesn't happen very often when everybody says it. I just think people are looking at it, I would have said probably the Patriots by a touchdown. I wouldn't have said they would have blown them out in Pittsburgh, but they have matched up very well against them over the years. And again, every year is different, but they really have had their number. The only time they lost to them recently was when Castle played against them, started against them in 08. And that was probably Matt's last bad game, because I think they won every game after that he started. But I mean, Brady's 6-1 against them. He's had their number. The Patriots, certainly dominated them last year after their worst loss of the season. Their last loss of the season was against Cleveland. They went to Pittsburgh the next week and dominated them. And I didn't think they'd win. I didn't think they'd win by 13 or 14 points again. But I certainly, if I were here, I would have picked the Patriots by a touchdown. I did not expect Roethlisberger to throw the ball 50 times. No way.
And are you ready? I mean, obviously you're not. But I mean, everybody. All I hear is the Philadelphia is the new. That's it. Everybody's jumping on the Philadelphia wagon. And I'm ready to bet the farm 3 weeks from now when they go at it with the Patriots, because I'm so sure there's no way New England is going to lose that game.
Well, we'll see. I mean, look, the dream team is one. They've come back. And I joke about saying the dream team because they're the nightmare team, but they got a long way to go. Look at the Redskins. This is why I'm telling you. Look at, you know, and even Detroit, they rebounded that. But look, I mean, the Tim Tebow stuff is just such a, look at all the teams in the NFL that have issues. There's a lot of teams that have issues. You know, it's not just the Patriots. There's a lot of good teams that have issues. Even the Packers, they're coming up on a pretty tough stretch here with their schedule. And they'll be in San Diego on Sunday. So, you know, and that's, even though the Chargers, they're going to be facing a very, very angry San Diego Charger team. So they have them. They still have to play Detroit twice. And, you know, they have another game against Minnesota, playing a little bit better recently. I mean, there's a long, long way to go. Long way to go in this NFL season. It's only most teams have played 8 games or 7 games so far. So, it'll be a lot more easier to define which are the elite teams coming up after Thanksgiving.
Right. And then, you know what? I'll take an 11-5 season and a Super Bowl any day over a 14-2 and a loss in the playoffs.
Well, I'll take any, doesn't matter the one loss record in the regular season as long as they advance in the play, as long as they win the Super Bowl. I mean, I think around here, anything less than a Super Bowl title is, unfortunately, because we're so spoiled, it's just a disappointment. But we shall see. There's a long way to go right now. Just have to concentrate on beating the Giants. That's the most important thing.
Hey, Pete, well, thanks for having me. And again, congratulations.
Hey, Brian, thank you so much, my friend. Take care, and don't let all those Los Angeles fans get you down.
Yeah, there's nothing but wagon fans here. I mean, all these Raider fans, they can't name more than two players, and they're still talking about Plunkett and Gannon. I'm just tired of that.
That's all they have. But keep your chin up about. Don't worry about not getting promoted for your job. At least you work, and there's a lot of people that are not. So that's a good thing. So keep plugging away. You'll be all right.
Take care, Pete.
All right, buddy. Take care. That's Brian in Los Angeles. I'm going to take a quick break here on the Pete Shepherd Show. When we come back, I'm going to read lots of emails to read. Got to reset this in here, Kev, as well. Email me, webradio@patriots.com, or Facebook me, Pete Shepherd, PeteShepPard. Lots to still talk about. Call me on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Got all these emails to read. I promise I'm going to get to all of them. Coming up with the Pete Shepherd Show on Patriots.com. We're back right after this.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Dear business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Droid. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this with you already.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed. Go Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health. Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Hey guys, pumpkin coffee is back at Dunkin' Donuts.
Awesome. But what's with the guy behind you playing the timpani drum?
It's a big deal. Dunkin's pumpkin coffee is back for fall.
So you hired him to play every time you say pumpkin coffee?
And when I say something smart in a meeting.
This is big. Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for a hotter iced pumpkin coffee before it's gone. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Guys, I think the lady at Dunkin' Donuts is totally into me.
Why is that?
She made a delicious chicken salad sandwich just for me with celery and herbs on an oven-toasted croissant.
Yeah, they definitely do that for everyone.
Can I just enjoy this moment with Dunkin' Chicken Salad Woman in my heart?
Hurry in for Dunkin's new Bakery Fresh Chicken and Tuna Salad Sandwiches. They're hand-built just for you. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature,
isn't it? Right? No.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
This is the Pete Shepherd Show on Patriots.com Radio. Want to talk to Pete? Call him on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to Pete the Meat Shepherd.
Well, hey there. Welcome back. Pete Shepherd here until 6 o'clock tonight right here on Patriots.com. I'll be here also on Wednesday and Thursday. We're doing it live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside at Gillette. The field's right over there, right behind Kevin, right there. Email us at webradio@patriots.com. Call me on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. That is the number. Of course, you can Facebook me as well. I've got lots of Facebook messages to read and some emails as well. Now, Tiffany in Wisconsin, who I love, Tiff. She's a dear caller to Patriots.com in general. But she says, my response to the Patriots loss, it's short and sweet. Dear Pete, doom and gloom. P.S. Congratulations on your marriage. Regards, Tiff in Wisconsin. Now, at first when I read doom and gloom, I thought she meant about my marriage, but then I saw the headline which said my response to the Patriots loss. Tiff, they can't go 16-0 every year. Nobody does. You can't just overreact every time, and it doesn't happen often when they lose a game. I know it's frustrating. I know. Trust me, I feel your pain. But, you know, doom and gloom. Doom and gloom. No, far from it. Far from it. Let's see. I'm trying to have this thing screwed up again. I don't know why, but I'll read my Facebook messages. Jacob, who is serving the Navy at Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, thank you. First of all, Jacob, you and everybody down there, a big hello from me and a big thank you from me for your service to this country. And I'm sure it's hot as hell down there, but I hope you guys are all doing well. I know Jacob Facebooked me a couple of weeks ago, said they have a lot of listeners to Patriots.com down at Gitmo. So hello to everybody down there. And Jacob says, hey, Pete, congrats on the wedding. I must say I've always been against the need for a big, strong defense, but after Sunday, it really makes you wonder. Maybe they should look into T.O. I'm against bringing back Moss, but Owens being on his last leg, I think he would give you 100%. He wants one more shot. Thoughts, Jacob from Gitmo. I just don't think the T.O. approach is going to happen. Is going to happen. Do they need the deep? I just don't think the offense is going to be a big problem with this team. Again, they only had the ball for 20 minutes the other day, and it just didn't happen. It just didn't happen. They couldn't get into a flow. I thought they abandoned the running game way too early. I thought that was more of a major problem. Now, Taylor Price, if he plays more this week, we'll see what happens. But I'm not too worried overall about what this offense is going to accomplish. Not going to at all. Also on Facebook, Steve says, I believe what we all saw on Sunday, if Tom Coughlin was smart, he'd try to duplicate a little bit. We have zero pass rush, which even Darrelle Revis would be found vulnerable with that pass rush. Look for a similar game this Sunday as the Pats take on the Giants. I hate to say it, but I'm saying Giants by at least 10. Steven, my young cherub. That's what my old algebra teacher used to say. Steven, let's address this line by line here. Would you start off with, I believe what we all saw on Sunday, if Tom Coughlin was smart, he would try to duplicate a little bit. Okay. To an extent, I agree with that. All I'm saying is it's real easy after the Patriots lose, and it's happened before, or any team for that matter, to say, okay, that team has this blueprint, that team has that blueprint, so that's what we're going to do. Easier said than done, my friend. Much easier said than done. Different personnel with the Giants than the Steelers. You don't know if they're capable of doing the same thing. You know, if it were that easy, everybody would do it every week. It's just not. Now, do I think he's going to try? Do I think that Eli Manning at first will try to dink and dunk his way like Roethlisberger did? Probably. I mean, why not? But he also might try to. But I expect Eli to be chucking the ball a lot further down the field. He's more known to throw bombs than Roethlisberger is. He's also known to throw a lot more picks than Roethlisberger. So while Eli may come up spectacular in some throws, you know, he's good for a couple turnovers a game. I can guarantee you that. But, yeah, I agree to an extent that, yes, of course, I mean, any team would be stupid not to try to throw on the Patriots. And I don't think the Giants are going to have a great running game against the Patriots. But I think you have to throw against them. I think any team would, that's how you would start the game plan. The other part about it was, let's address the second line. We have zero pass rush, which even Darrelle Revis would be found vulnerable with that pass rush. No, I disagree. It's to say zero pass rush, now, it's not a great pass rush. You may not say it's a good pass rush, because it's not, for the most part. It's okay. It's not great. But I still think they did enough where this team was in third and long several times, and I mean the Steelers. And it wasn't like Roethlisberger was thrown again. His biggest pass was 26 yards. So he's throwing, you know, 3 to 7 yards over the middle, and the yaks are killing us. You know, we're talking about little slant patterns in, and they just need to wrap up. The tackling was horrible. Horrible. That's a big part of it. So some of what you said is true. And the Patriots will not lose on Sunday by 10 to the Giants. They're 18-1 at home against the NFC and hardly ever lose back-to-back games. And I don't even know what the line is yet. I don't even know if it's even out. But let me tell you, just those two numbers alone, the Patriots are going to be pissed off this week coming in for the Giants. Trust me. I'm pretty good at this kind of stuff and knowing when they're going to rebound and how they're going to play. And I will almost guarantee you, on offense will be just about flawless on Sunday. Mark my words. The Giants will get some pass rush here and there, but it's not going to, people are going to think it's going to be 2007 all over again. You're going to see highlights of 2007. This is a Giant team that almost lost to the freaking Dolphins at home on Sunday, okay? They won by the skin of their teeth because the Dolphins suck so badly. Don't forget that. This is a team that lost to Seattle Seahawks at home. Okay? So, don't get crazy with the Giants. Don't get nuts. Web radio at patriots.com. Who's this? Tom says, you reserve judgment on nightclub allegations. Bull bleep. Didn't sound that way to me when the exact same thing happened to Big Ben and was proven it so in the end, though she was stalking him. Oh, please. You're going to compare? Are you really seriously going to compare Roethlisberger to an alleged incident with Edelman? You got to be kidding me. Go back and read Sports Illustrated. Go back and I'll give you 10 freaking. Are you kidding me? Ben Roethlisberger, what he did was a dirtbag. Dirtbag. Please. Don't embarrass yourself with that kind of crap. Go do your research. I'll pull up the sports. I'll give you testimony from a bunch of people that saw what happened. Ben Roethlisberger is a freaking dirtbag. And I could give a damn. Who knows? He's a dirtbag. And I don't know all the facts yet about Edelman, so I can't comment yet. But with the Sports Illustrated comes out with a 10-page article on what a dirtbag he is, you know what? Maybe it'll give your email some credibility. Other than that, get some facts first. Right now, I don't have them all. for Edelman. I don't know. Hi, Pete. Congratulations on the recent marriage. Does she play poker? Kenny Tens. My friend Kenny, great player. No, she does not play, but she knows I play, so that's all that matters, and we have fun with it. So she's very good about it. Let's see. Who's this from? Doug in Oregon said, guys, well, I don't know who these are for, but I'm going to read them anyway. I don't care what other shows they were for. Guys, there are 9 games left on the schedule. The next 4, however, are all against quality teams and very important. If we get through that stretch, say 3-1, we should be sitting well for a run at the playoffs. Except for the last game with Buffalo, you're looking at some of the worst teams in the league at the end of our schedule. I personally had the Pats at 5-2 at this point. I think that in the beginning of the year, many of you guys thought they would be about the same. I had the Pats finishing at 13-3. I did too, by the way. And I'll admit that to finish out the year with only one more loss may be reaching for the stars a bit. But looking at the schedule, you can see how important the next 4 games are. Bill and the Pats are going to have to find a way to turn things around. The one thought I'm having at this point to cover our defensive shortcomings, and maybe the easiest solution right now is for our running game to get really to get going, that we can stay on the field longer and keep our defense off until they can hopefully gel, especially the secondary, by season's end. Discuss amongst yourselves. I love the show. Keep it up. That's probably, I don't know who that was for, but I read it anyway. Yeah, I mean, I agree with a lot of that. Now, just remember, last year they were 6-2. They had lost to the Cleveland Browns heading into Pittsburgh, and everybody thought their season was about to go down the toilet. As usual, people have this, not everybody, but a lot of people have this massive overreaction. Let's just all, you know, take a chill pill for a second here. Yeah, there are concerns. That game, that loss last week against, Sunday against Pittsburgh was nothing like. They, as bad as you think they played in that game, they way more, it was much scarier last year, in my opinion, the way the Cleveland Browns ran through the Patriots. With Hillis, what he did in that game. That, I thought it was much worse. Plus, they lost by, what did they lost by 20, right? It was 34-14. Right? It was 20-point loss, right? Yeah, it wasn't 24. It was 34-14 last year to Cleveland, yeah. So, that game was much worse than this one. I mean, they had issues in this game. Now, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of things they need to correct on defense or attempt. There's some coaching decisions that have got to be made and some coaching changes, in my opinion, that have got to be made here. The way that zone, the way they're playing zone like that, they either got to start taking a lot some more chances or they got to do something. But it's funny because, again, they didn't get beaten that game by 30 and 40 yard bombs. They got beat by little slants over the middle by not wrapping up. And by not, just a couple of those third down. I mean, that's, 10 of 16 conversions for third downs for Pittsburgh. And all different kinds. Third and 8, third and, I mean, the Patriots had them at third and long several times. They just made a couple of those stops. And it might be a different game. So, I don't know. You guys tell me, I don't know what's worse. If to get beat that way, would you rather get beat that way? To me, it seems a little bit easier to correct. Or would you rather have it just somebody beat them throwing a bomb down the field and either Arrington or McCourty can't catch it, it goes over their head for a touchdown? The coaching staff won't like it either way. I'm just saying, I think they have a chance here to correct some of this stuff. See, I would personally feel worse if they were getting beat on 30-yard bombs down the field. But that's just me. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, I already read that one from Blake from Southern. He's about the. This is from John Brookshop. I'll read it anyway. He might have read this already. I can't tell if they're highlighted in the heavy print. Have they been read? Right?
It's hard to tell. Usually, it depends. When I reboot, sometimes they all go back to looking like they haven't been read.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Nick in Victoria, Canada says, hey, if people need to get their minds off this weekend's loss, do what I did. Google Asante Samuel drop interception in the 2008 Super Bowl. I know it worked for me. Also, does anyone have a cure for forgetting the 2008 Super Bowl loss? Yeah, I just block it out. I blame it on hysterical amnesia. And for a couple of years, I didn't even call it the Super Bowl. I call it the event. You still, you go back and you watch the bizarre incidents in that game that happened. And you can talk all you want about the Patriots. And I knew the first play of that game that year. I mean, they had worked on that inside reverse play pass, and Brady had a man wide open. and missed him. I thought it would be kind of an interesting day offensively. However, I mean, you guys know the story. They were heading with a minute and a half to go. They're up, 14-10 with a minute and a half to go. What are you going to do? Was not their day. Was not meant to be. Doesn't mean they can't get back there again, and I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will at some point. Too talented a team, and hopefully it could very easily be this year. I just say, just look at every other team, everybody. You know, everybody's got some issues here. Now, Green Bay may look indestructible right now, but if you want to talk about their number, they're 29th against the pass, and they're 25th overall. Now, if the Patriots were 6-0 and had the 25th ranked defense, would you guys be sitting here saying they're, championship caliber defense? I told you, you have to adjust your thinking about championship caliber defenses. It's much different now than it's going to be. It's going to be much more like New Orleans was a few years ago, where I think they were 22nd or 23rd. And that's a net yardage crap I always talk about. So I don't get caught up in that all too much. We're doing it live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. You can email me, webradio@patriots.com. Call me on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. It's funny because I had to watch the first quarter of this Sunday's game. We came back from Jamaica. We had to stop in Philly for like a couple hours and then come back to Boston. So luckily I got to see the whole first quarter in Philadelphia, and thank God there weren't all those obnoxious Steeler fans in there. And, I pretty much kept my mouth shut. There were actually a couple Patriot fans in there. We were actually watching in a legal seafood inside the Philadelphia airport. So, yeah, it was frustrating. And then I was DVRing the game. And I didn't want the pilot to say the score. I had my movies on. I always go with my computer, my DVD. I'm just going to be distracted on a plane. I can't be. I'm just going to be watching movies. And, of course, the pilot screams at 17-10, which I expected. I was trying not to hear it, but I did. So I knew it was going to be 17-10 at some point, Steelers. And then finally yesterday, after the power came back on, I finally got to watch the game again for the first time, from start to finish. So, but it was interesting. interesting watching the first game. I thought it was the irony of being in Philadelphia. But, of course, there were all people from all over the country in there, so it was great. It wasn't like there was a lot of, obnoxious Steeler fans. Or Giant, actually, they had the Giant game on earlier. There's some Giant fans in there that couldn't, going crazy because Miami should have won that game. That's why I said, let's not get too carried away with the Giants here because they have been very, very inconsistent. I know they're playing better lately, but, I mean, they did not play well on Sunday against Miami. That was an ugly game. Take another call before we take a break. And then later next hour, we're going to be here from Billy O'Brien, Patriots offensive coordinator, talking about Taylor Price, among other things. We'll hear from Bill Belichick as well. And up next on the Ace Ticket Hotline, it's Tyrone in Delaware. Hi, Tyrone. You're up with Pete. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Pete? First, I want to say congratulations on your honeymoon or whatever like that.
It was just my marriage. Yeah, it was our wedding. It was great. It was a little bit of a honeymoon, but we're going to do that in February, hopefully.
Yeah, okay.
But thanks.
I hope you give me a little time. I just want to break this. And I'm not one of them crazy fans. I'm a very objective. And I
know you are. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Essentially, the only how we could, because remember I spoke to you earlier after the Bills lost, and I said, yo, man, Chad Ochocinco done. And you could see he can't get no separation. The reason why Brady was having so much problem. The offensive line didn't play that bad, but because the wide receivers, the Pittsburgh Steelers saw that, yo, we could play these wide receivers man to man. So, because they ain't that quick, they don't have that burst. And this is because I don't understand why Belichick just don't see these type of things. So, 80% and 90% of the time, Aaron Hernandez or Gronkowski on the field. Yo, you got to have some backups. You can't have them on the field all the time. By the time the playoffs start, they're gonna be bang out. So it's one of them guys get hurt. The offense stopped. Because when you guys were saying, yo, the offense is unstoppable, I didn't see it because I know once you play some press coverage and you got a team that could rush the passer, Tom Brady going to have some problems. And reason why, right after the loss, everybody was listening to the post-game show with Andy Rook. Mm-hmm. And everybody was saying the same thing, the personal decisions Bill Belichick making, that why these things happening. Because it's just a matter of time, because the Jets game plan, what the Jets did, that's out there now. And I that's what I said when I called you the last time before you went on your break. I said, yo, I'm concerned by the offense and what's going on. We could see what's going on.
Yeah, but the thing is, look, I mean, Gronkowski had 94 yards in receptions. Now, Hernandez had a little less than I thought he would, but he only had 4 catches for 9 yards. But offense to me is not going to be the problem here. Now, I'm more upset that they abandoned the running game so quickly because I'm not disagreeing with you about your assessment of some of the coverage, but not every team's going to be able to do that. And you're talking about the Jets, Dallas, and Pittsburgh, you know, pretty good. There's not a lot of teams that can do that. If you think the Giants are going to be able to do that on Sunday, that ain't going to happen. The Giants are not going to be what you thought in 2007. This is 4 years later. This is a Giants team that had hang on for dear life against the sucky Miami Dolphins on Sunday. This is not the same Giants team as 2007. Now, they have some players that can make some plays on defense. Don't get me wrong. But do not confuse this Giants team with the one that was there in 2007. I promise you, the Patriots are going to put up 30 on this team. They're going to put up 30 on this team. I don't know if the defense may gave up 25 again. I don't know. With Eli Manning, you just don't know what you're going to get. He's a complete wild card. He can throw 3 touchdowns and 3 picks in the same game.
Well, you can't really blame the defense because it's only one person you got to blame for the defense. It's Bill Belichick.
The players have to take some accountability here. Like I said,
if they not good, they not that good.
Well, I agree with you.
Remember, you was trashing the Eagles a couple of weeks ago when they were 2-4. Yeah, yo, when you were saying that, I'm saying to myself, yo, the only thing stopping that team is coaching. They was using them wrong. I said when they get it together, it's
going to
be like
something. Yeah, but wait a second. Yeah, but also, don't forget what the Eagles were doing. They were turning the ball over left and right.
Yeah, but that's
huge turnovers.
But that's self-inflicted. But, yo, they got studs all over the field. The reason why I get so frustrated, we have it's a lot of teams. Like, my man, I got a neighbor. He's a 49ers fan.
Yep.
And I've been telling him for years, yo, the only thing stopping your team is a quarterback. If you get your quarterback, you're right. Okay, as soon as Alex Smith starts playing a little bit better, look at their record. Baltimore, another thing. Baltimore gonna go because they got all the pieces around in there. They got the defense, they got a running game, they got the only weakness they got is the quarterback. Us, we got one of the greatest quarterback of all time. I don't want no other quarterback but Tom Brady.
Yep.
But we don't have enough studs playing with this guy. We're gonna look back and we're gonna say, yo, because of Bill Belichick mishandling, I'm never going to question Bill Belichick as far as being a good coach. He's one of the greatest coaches. Mm. But when he draws these personal decisions, it pisses me off.
I'm more upset about the offense and the running game that they abandoned. Now, coaching there, yes, right there. I mean,
well,
I'm surprised. I'm surprised, Ben. Aren't you surprised? I'm shocked that Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis only had 5 carries on Sunday.
Yeah,
shocked.
But, yo, because they had to do that.
Oh, I know. Well, I know. But still,
so
they had chance. They still could have had.
Enough.
They still had enough time to have a little more balance out there. And I know that we were behind early, so they had to throw the ball more. We know it's obvious. Any team that's behind 10 points, but they still, to me, and watching that game, I just think they could have run the ball a little bit better. I just hope the fact that Kevin Falk coming back, and I love Kevin Falk. That doesn't take away. There was a great chemistry going on here between Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, and Danny Woodhead, and I hope we haven't seen the last of it.
I agree with you. Kevin Falk shouldn't have had so much snaps, but like I said, again, I'm not going to question Bill Belichick as a hell of a coach. He ain't perfect.
Well, you can question him. You can question him. He's not, I mean, nobody's
no,
beyond.
I'm talking about the personnel decisions that piss me off. That's what I'm questioning.
Well, I agree.
So
you know,
you want to put this team together.
Yeah,
this team is garbage. Tom Brady don't have enough studs to play with.
Oh well, wait, well, now come on, now wait a second.
You don't have enough studs. I'm calling
Tyrone. You weren't saying that until you only said that this week. You never said that the whole year. I mean,
yes, I was.
Wait a second.
I called you after the Bills. I called you.
How could you say that after the Bills when they scored? They were up by 21 points. They had offense is not the Tyrone. Offense is not the problem on this team. It's not going to be the problem. Now I agree. Ocho Cinco will be better. He might be done. I don't know. Maybe Price comes in and does something. I am not worried about the offense on this team. I am not. Overall, they're going to do. I'm not saying they have to put up 30 every game. But I am more concerned about how this defense is going to play. They play zone like that. If they have a chance, they have Pittsburgh in third and long situations, okay, and they can't make up. They stop them just twice on a couple of those drives. It's a different game. I know.
Field goal most of the game.
Well, yeah, certainly in the second half they did, yeah. But still, the fact that Roethlisberger never threw a...
He was playing with Shady McCoy, Macklin. You got the more weapons you got, the more chance you got of winning. That's just the bottom line, and that's what I'm saying. Tom Brady don't have enough. Like I said, I won't have no other quarterback. But Wes Welker is a beast. Them two tight ends is a beast. Other than that, Branch, we should have never let him.
Okay, but hang on a second. Hang on a second, Tyrone. When you say you got Welker, you got the two tight ends, you have Brady.
Yeah.
That's a lot. How many teams can say they have those kind of weapons overall? And the Patriots also have a decent running game.
The 49ers, they got weapons. They don't need a quarterback.
Let me tell you, the 49ers aren't going to win crap. They're not going to win anything. Let me tell you about that team. That team is a mirage, and they may make the playoffs. They're in the worst division in the history of sports, number one.
They got a better defense than New England.
You know why? Yeah, but Tyrone, that's not being fair. Because they play they're in a lousy division with lousy teams.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Lousy. So those numbers are skewed. Those numbers are skewed, my friend.
How about Baltimore?
I like Baltimore. Is a great team, or has a potential to be a great team.
What's going to hold Baltimore back?
Flacco.
That's it.
More than that.
The Eagles. What's going to hold the Eagles back?
You know what? The Eagles. I don't know what's going to hold them back because Michael Vick.
That's it.
Look
what they did to Dallas. Shady McCoy ran all over Dallas. We couldn't do that because we don't have the weapons they got. That's why they was able to do what they do.
Wait a second. But the Patriots ran the ball pretty well against Dallas. They rushed for over 120 yards.
Yo, I'm talking about I watched the game. The Eagles went up, and, Dallas going to stop them. Throwing the ball, running the ball, it was unstoppable. Like I said,
But that doesn't mean Tyrone they're going to do it every game against every single team. The NFL doesn't work that way. Because one team can do it against one team one week does not mean there's going to be a trend.
So you say we got enough weapons to win the Super Bowl?
I think they got plenty of weapons to win the Super Bowl. On offense, I'm not worried about it. I am worried about this secondary, and if they continue to play zone and not man-to-man or take some chances, that's what worries me.
But he put the secondary, he let Sanders go, he let Gerard Page go. He picked Merriweather, who was a bust.
That's a different story. Now that's different. I mean, those are legitimate criticisms. Merriweather's in trouble anyway.
He's horrible.
Horrible.
Brandon Tate, another horrible pick. We should have never got rid of him.
Now, that's a different story.
We could have been one of the greatest team ever if we could just get some better talent. The only how we're going to fix this. We get better talent. I'd have to talk to you another time.
All right, Tyrone, you're the best.
That's some good passion.
I love the passion, my friend. Thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. Tyrone in Delaware. Gotta love it.
He called the post-game show, too, and he was ranting and raving.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break, and then we got to get my voice back here. You have me in stitches. I love it. I love it. I mean, thank God they don't lose that offer because, can you imagine being doing this for a team that sucks? I mean, imagine doing this with Miami Dolphins or, .com. I mean, that's terrible. That's just terrible. Exactly. All right, email me, webradio@patriots.com, Facebook me as well, Pete Shepard, PETESHEPPARD. Got more emails to read as well. Call me on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. We're doing the Pete Shepard Show live until 6 right here at our Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium. When we come back, I'll get you here from Billy O'Brien today, Bill Belichick as well, coming up on Patriots.com and the Pete Shepard Show back in a few.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Dear business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Droid. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Horizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help. I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed, go Pats.
With Patriots Checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots Checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Hey guys, Pumpkin Coffee is back at Dunkin' Donuts.
Awesome. But what's with the guy behind you playing the timpani drum?
It's a big deal. Dunkin's Pumpkin Coffee is back for fall.
So you hired him to play every time you say Pumpkin Coffee?
And when I say something smart in a meeting.
This is big. Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for a hotter iced pumpkin coffee before it's gone. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Guys, I think the lady at Dunkin' Donuts is totally into me.
Why is that?
She made a delicious chicken salad sandwich just for me with celery and herbs on an oven-toasted croissant.
Yeah, they definitely do that for everyone.
Can I just enjoy this moment with Dunkin' Chicken Salad Woman in my heart?
Hurry in for Dunkin's new bakery-fresh chicken and tuna salad sandwiches. They're hand-built just for you. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're gonna miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature-y, right? Yeah.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Everybody!
Felt good, didn't it? Oh, I missed that last week. I missed that. I almost called Kevin just to hear it over the phone, but I did not. Anyway, yeah, Jets get the Bills this week. That should be a very, very interesting game. Very, very interesting game. And if you're a Patriot fan, you probably have to root for the Jets in that one a little bit. But that should be a very, very interesting game. Still not sure what to make of the Bills yet. Not surprised at all they beat Washington. I still think they're an interesting team. I'm still not a believer in a lot of these teams. I'm still in a lot of these so-called up and coming teams. I'll still, you know, my Lions, I did pick them to make the playoffs, but my God, let me tell you something about Tim Tebow. I'm telling you, I'm saying it from the very beginning, from when he was in college. Great kid, all that stuff. He's not an NFL quarterback. He was for one game against a crappy Miami team for 2 minutes and 35 seconds. Where the Dolphins completely fell apart. Is anybody surprised that he sucks so bad? And you think he's going to be better against the Raiders on Sunday? Hey, Kyle Orton, get warm up. Kyle Orton will be in that game by the second quarter. Or if not, by the third quarter, in my opinion. Unless the Raiders really, really, really stink. Tim Tebow, stop it already. He's not an NFL quarterback. Period. Not going to be. Not going to happen. That was embarrassing what he did against the Lions at home. Embarrassing. But anyway, just my opinion. Anyway, call me at on the A-Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398, webradio at patriots.com, and also Facebook me as well, Pete Shepard, P-E-T-S-H-E-P-P-A-R-D. I will get back to your comments real quick, but we're going to head here's head coach Bill Belichick on a conference call today. In case you missed it, here's what coach had to say.
You know, it's a good football team. They really do pretty much everything well, strong in all three phases of the game. It'll be a big challenge for us this week to have a good week of preparation, be ready for their group of outstanding players and the schemes that they present. Obviously, the Giants are well prepared and well coached. They present a lot of challenges. They make a lot of big plays. They're an explosive team that can, you know, make long plays on offense, make big plays, turnovers, scores on defense, and they're strong in the kicking game. So that's what we're looking at this week.
Bill, I know we have the statement on Edelman, but does this affect anything with him, with the team going forward?
I think just what the statement says, you know, we'll. I don't think we have enough information to comment on that right now.
Bill, are there any similarities with this team here to the Super Bowl team? Do they do anything similarly?
Well, I think, you know, there's a number of players that are the same, and those players are, you know, they're still, you know, the impact kind of players that they were 4 years ago. You know, quarterback, running back, offensive line, you know, defensive backs, pass rushers. So, you know, those guys are, I mean, they're good players. They were then. They still are. Scheme one. You know, Tom, I think his coaching philosophy is, you know, the same. It's been very successful. They, you know, they have a good balance and they do a good job of mixing things up. offensively. You know, passing game, deep passing game, possession type passes, running game, and defensively with coverage and pressure, you know, man and zone. They give you, you know, a little bit of everything. So you got a lot to prepare for. So, I mean, I think, you know, those things are similar.
Well, John Mayo mentioned after the game that Brandon Spice had the green dot last week. Can you talk, how did you feel?
Well, I can't hear you. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I think Monique was asking about Brandon Spikes, how he did with communication, having the green dot. I assume that's what she was asking.
Brandon, he's fine. He's fine. I think the, you know, I mean, that's something you got to work on every week, you know, just understanding the, you know, getting the plays in, getting them communicated, making adjustments if you have to make them based on formation or the location of their personnel, or sometimes they switch personnel, all those kind of things. So, you know, it's really, it's a team thing. It's not one guy. Communication involves somebody talking, somebody listening, and everybody understanding. And whether it's offense, defense, special teams, doesn't matter what it is, that's what football is, you know, getting all of the guys to do the right thing. So,
is it fair to say that whoever has the green dot, whether it's Mayo or Spikes or Guyton or whoever, that those guys call the plays, and then it's everyone else who sort of is involved in communication once you get lined up, or is it, I mean, is that a fair sort of assumption?
Yeah, that the play comes into the person who hears it, sure, and then it's communicated to them, and then the adjustments are made in different, you know, the different layers of the defense, whether it's the front, the defensive line and linebackers, or whether it's a secondary adjustment, like a rotation, or, you know, how to handle a certain combination of receivers. Or maybe it's a whole team adjustment based on what the call is. So, you know, it comes up every week. You know, we got to, you know, I mean, every defense has to deal with it. We're no different than anybody else. And it's important that we do a good job, as I said, getting all 11 players, you know, playing the right defense, playing it properly.
Bill O'Brien mentioned wanting to get Taylor Price on the field a little more. What did you see from him on Sunday, and how do you think his snaps will come?
Well, you know, we're putting things together now. We'll see how it goes. But, you know, we always want to try to utilize our players. I mean, that goes for everybody. You know, try to utilize the guys that can, we feel like can make plays for them, put them in a good position where they can do that. And I mean, that includes him, includes everybody else. You know, how exactly that'll fall, you know, we'll see how things come together, putting together the game plan, and then also to a certain extent, sometimes that's part of, you know, how the game plays out too. You know, you have a plan going in, and then as in every game, you know, you have to make some kind of adjustments or alterations based on how the game's going and what you're seeing. So, you know, we'll have to see how all that plays out.
All right, then. Thank you, Coach.
All right, that's Patriots head coach Bill Belichick via conference call today, talking about the Giants. And you know Bill well enough, and not just me. I'm sure they cannot. I'm sure they wish the game was tomorrow. When they lose games like that, like the way they lost against the Steelers, I mean, these guys cannot wait to get back on the field. Let's see. Off of Boston.com, a Patriots wide receiver, Julian Edelman, has been silent since his arrest last night. Declined to comment following his arraignment earlier today, but his agent, Don Yee, issued the following statement, quote, "The charges will be fought vigorously within the court system instead of a rush to judgment elsewhere. We have no further comment beyond that." Not surprised. Not surprised. So that's why, you know, anytime you hear young people in bars and groping involved and all that stuff, I just reserve judgment until all the facts are out, you know. And despite what the emailer said, nobody rushed to judgment or anybody with any about Roethlisberger until it was all brought out, and then it just got ridiculous. So
Roethlisberger's is pretty bad. He's going to be a bushy one.
Yes. Email me webradio@patriots.com. Facebook me PETESHEPPARD. Pete Shepard. That's right here until 6 o'clock. You can call me on the ACN hotline as well. 508-298-0398, 508-298-0398. And there is a Facebook email I promised somebody that I would read, and I just got to find it. Okay, I got a few wedding pictures up on my Facebook site. I call it Beauty and the Beast, obviously. my wife is beautiful. But I'm not one. I'm not putting up 8,000 wedding pictures because it gets too tedious, and I don't have the patience to do it, and whatever. That's for my family and the best man and some of the people that came. But trust me, it was a beautiful, beautiful ceremony. Again, I thank everybody for all the well wishes. Sam says, Pete, how much of a waste of was it trying to force the ball from Kevin Falk? Is it just me, or did it make that difference offense worse than it was? Don't get me wrong, I love Kevin, but this isn't 2004, for Christ's sake. Yeah, well, I mean, that's a problem I have with this whole thing, and I don't know. It may seem on paper like it's a nice problem to have, and they were down early in this game, so it's tough to judge after this game because they were down. They had to throw the ball a lot more. They were trailing the entire game. They never had the lead in this game. However, that doesn't mean I still think they could have run the ball a little bit more effectively. And I'm not saying this is going to happen this week because maybe they go back to the combination. I hope they have not abandoned the Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, and the Danny Woodhead combination. That's what I hope does not happen. And we all love Kevin Falk and everything, but he certainly played a hell of a lot more than I thought he would play. You know, I figured he'd be out there on some third downs and maybe get a couple of carries. And because of the way the game went, I did not expect Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis to only get five carries in the game for 9 yards. And for Danny Woodhead to get none, no carries. Ridley was dressed and didn't play, didn't get in there at all. Not for carries anyway. So I hope that they do not go back to that. I mean, I hope they keep, you know, the law firm and Danny Woodhead in their plans here. They have to. They have to. Because they really had developed something, I thought, great here with the passing game really complementing the running game. And I do think they're going to be able to, I think they'll be able to do, have a pretty good balanced game against the Giants. I really do. I think Tom's going to have a pretty good game on Sunday. Usually does coming off a loss. It usually does. They will be upset. And the Giants have, even though they're 5-2, it's kind of, I don't know, they're weird 5-2. No, they lose to Seattle at home. They almost lost to Miami at home. You know, they've had some interesting games this year. I mean, they lost to Washington too, right? And I mean, they beat Philadelphia. But they're a weird team to figure out. They're very inconsistent. So, but I just think this is, as I've said before, in certain cases, and this is another time, bad spot here for the Giants coming in here, where the Patriots are 18-1 against the NFC after the Patriots losing the way they did. Frustrating loss for them as well. We're doing the show live. It's our Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette. Email me, webradio@patriots.com. Call me on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Facebook me, Pete Shepard, PeteSheppard. We have from Billy O'Brien in just a little bit as well. Here's a funny story, Kevin, really, just to make it more narcissistic today about me and about the wedding and everything. But coming back is always fun from any place. You know how bad traveling can be. So we get to the airport on Sunday, coming back, and we had to leave Ocho Rios to get to Montego Bay, where the airport is, the one airport we flew out of. We had to pick up, stop at a couple other hotels for some, we had a smaller van, because there's only a few of us there. So, basically it was about an hour and 45 minute ride. We get to the counter at like 7:30 in the morning. Our flight's at 10:30, they want you there 3 hours early, and that's fine. So I see that my wife and I, our seats are not together. So I said to the lady, I'm like, what's up with this? You know, and the U.S. Air people were great. They were fine. I said, what's up with this? And she says, she said, hang on 1 second. She comes back and says, well, how flexible are your plans, your travel plans? And we said, well, we're pretty flexible. You know, I didn't have to be here on Monday. And she had Monday off. So we're like, well, yeah. She goes, hang on a second. Comes back 2 minutes later again. And says, okay, here's the deal. We'll put you up tonight at the Ritz-Carlton, which was only like 15 minutes away, give a limo transfer to and from, and give you an all-inclusive at the Ritz-Carlton. If $2,450 vouchers for a plane ticket next time. So that's basically like a $1,300 package right there for one night. And we're like, damn, yeah, we're in. So that's great. So they load the plane finally, and we're off to the side waiting. And usually have to wait for everybody to board. And right when the last person was boarding, she comes up to us and says, I'm so sorry, there were five people who didn't show up, so we can't give you the deal. So they made us come home. They made us come home. I was already set to watch at the Ritz-Carlton. So instead, we had beautiful flights home. We had to stop in Philly, then we stop, and we get to Boston and a couple hours layover, watch some of the game in the Philadelphia airport. Came home to no power. Get home, then we don't even drop the bags off because we're so pissed. Well, now we're kind of actually laughing about it. We actually weren't even that angry about it. We didn't expect the power to be on because we knew the weather. So we ended up driving around the Merrimack Valley area for an hour and a half trying to find a hotel. Now, some of the hotels, which I will not mention, were booked also, but also had no power. So people were in the lobby with the emergency lights on, blah, 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 blah. So finally, we find this place after an hour and a half. Now we're still in our, it's freezing out. It's 33 degrees. Black ice all over the road. I still have my sandals on. You know, I have this nice glowing tan, as does she. Whatever. But we got shorts on and a Time Bahama shirt on or so, whatever. She had a short sleeve shirt on with a little skimpy sweatshirt. And we finally found a place, in Bedford. And finally, get in. As soon as we pulled in, it was like 50 cars that pulled in after us. Got there just in time. Now we have to find something. Now we haven't eaten in like 8 hours, so we're starving. So we go finally find this place called, it was just the irony because it was called Cafe Luigi, and my best man's name is Luigi. Or Lou, but we call him Luigi. You know, it's funny as hell. But and that was it. And we're sitting there going, I cannot believe we're sitting there. We could have been at the Ritz-Carlton if not for five people not showing up on the plane. We volunteered. Unbelievable. And I said, now we're stuck with no power. And then, so thankfully, we're lucky where we are in Merrimack Valley. I came back on yesterday at about 5:30 yesterday afternoon, but still a ton of people. I can't believe Foxborough again. It is amazing, though. It is really amazing. It sucks. I mean, it really sucks. I mean, I love football weather and snow. I love watching the Patriots play in the snow, all that stuff. I hate the snow. I hate the cold. I hate it. I'm way past, maybe because I'm 40. I'm way past, I love the seasons and all the other four seasons. Well, I love autumn. That's great. But we didn't really have an autumn, did we? We went, as usual, right from 75 to 80 to snow and blizzards and no power. And I'm aggravated. It really sucks when Chris Berman's last come on, man, is about Mother Nature in New England, doesn't it? I mean, it sucks. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Why do we put up with it? No, I know we're tough New Englanders and all that stuff. Yeah, I get that. I know. But it sucks. Snow sucks. Unless you're playing football in it here at Foxborough, or you're like, 10 years old, you get a day out of school to sled. Once you hit 16, snow sucks. I'm sorry. Again, unless it applies to football. It's my little weather rant for the day. But, man, I'm telling you. You wonder why people move to Florida and Arizona and Vegas or wherever the hell it is. I don't care. South the Carolinas. This weather stinks. It's not healthy. It's not healthy living. You can't even go outside and take a walk. It's freaking freezing outside. Get wires and trees down in freaking October. Not even Halloween. Oh, God, why do we do it? I told my wife, if you think I'm staying in this state the rest of my life, you are crazy. I don't know how much, I mean, last year was bad enough. I mean, it's just awful. From the plows to the shoveling, all this stuff, like on a consistent, it stinks. And I know we're all tough New Englanders. We all do that. We all have that attitude that
all this negativity that's in this town sucks.
Oh, God. I mean, that was just, I just couldn't believe it. I can't believe the damage, done. Bad enough the hurricane thing. Okay, that was horrible, but, it's hurricane season, so I understand. So I can deal with that, even though it was devastating in so many areas. But to have that kind of a storm before Halloween, come on, man. I mean, why does God hate us? Ask Tim Tebow that question. Hey, Tim, how many times did it snow on your ass at Florida? None. That's why I hope I hope when he's playing in Denver, I hope he is playing after the Oakland game, and I hope it's 10 feet of snow on the ground. Let's see him play quarterback in that weather. That's what I can't wait to see. Florida, my ass. See him play real football in the weather, in cold weather. I mean, he sucks it up in great weather. He sucked in Denver last week, and that's perfect weather. What the hell is he going to do when it snows? Jesus. All right, I'm done now. 508-298-0398. Call me on the East Ticket Hotline. Email me, webradio@patriots.com. And you can also Facebook me, Pete Shepard, PETSHEPPARD. It's just so gosh damn depressing to have snow like that. Come home. Even if I wasn't in Jamaica or didn't get married, it didn't matter. I'd still be upset. You know? It's not right. It's like Danny Glover in Lethal Weapon, the first one. He goes, God hates me. That's what it is. And Mel Gibson says, hate him back. It works for me. And then we found out it really did for him, didn't it? Oh, good God. Poor Mel. Anyway, I'm happy to be back again. Thanks all of you for so many of your kind messages on Facebook and emails and everything. It means a lot to my beautiful new wife, Elaine, and myself. We just had a wonderful time. And, yes, I did miss football. I miss watching it, but it was well worth it. We had a great time, family and friends. But, you know, it's really, last night, I mean, I was drooling. I couldn't wait to watch the Chargers and Kansas City Chiefs. That was the first football game I watched in like 9 days, 8 or 9 days. And it was a sloppy kind of a game. Weird game. Horrible calls. Some horrible, horrible calls against the Chargers. And, you know, these referees, I wish I could be around, and I know they get evaluated every week, whatever it is, or every biweekly, but I would love to be in the room when some of these refs get evaluated to hear the explanations. They called a helmet-to-helmet hit last night on one of the Chargers players. I can't remember who it was. It was so ridiculous. You know, I mean, you're taught to play that way. It's a clean hit to the shoulder and the chest. They called it a helmet-to-helmet, and it ended up being a big yardage situation for the Chiefs. Instead of, I think they would have had to punt in that situation. Just, I mean, the league has really, in a lot of ways, become wussified in so many ways. It's so damn frustrating to watch. In fact, even Gruden last night, Chucky was even saying, you know, let him play. I mean, let him play. And it's not, again, I'm not, and it's, you know, we get frustrated from time to time with Patriot penalties. And I do think overall they even out at the beginning of this, throughout the entire season. I do think the calls pretty much even out, but it is tough now to really play football the way it was meant to be played because it's been wussified. It's been completely wussified. And I mean, I don't watch a lot of high school games. It must be even worse than high. I can't even imagine how bad high school refs must be now calling defensive plays. I mean, defensive penalties. It must be horrible. It must be horrible. Because a lot of high school referees think they're pro refs. They're going to do the same thing. But guys are bigger, stronger, and faster and all that stuff, so I understand that. And I understand the rules are for protection, and I get it. And some of them are very good rules, but there are some rules. It's the interpretation the referee has. You know, and some of these helmet-to-helmet rules, they're not challengeable. That's a problem I have with it. I think some of these should be able to challenge them. Some aren't even close. And sometimes they'll call it and the ref will come over and pick up the flag and another ref will get it right. And the NFL does a pretty good job of getting the call right where they'll huddle up. But I've seen some plays this year, not just with Patriots. I said San Diego, Kansas City last night, some other games during the year. I mean, you don't know what is and what is not a penalty. Every game seems different. There we go. Billy O'Brien ready to go, Kev? All right. Patriots offensive coordinator Billy O'Brien. Some interesting things to say also. Via conference call earlier today.
He's practiced well, and we need to get him in there more. And he's done a good job. And
it's about Taylor Price.
And he's a guy that we got to give him some more reps in the games.
How do you think that will come? How do you foresee that coming as part of a three receiver group, or maybe when, or as one of the top two receivers?
Yeah, we're figuring all that out right now. So you'll see that on Sunday.
I'm curious, Bill, as far as your other receivers facing that kind of physical man-to-man coverage that the Steelers showed, and I think you guys have seen that other times, what's the best recourse for receivers when dealing with a team that's going to be physical all the way down the field with you?
Yeah, that's not the first time, you know, people have played man coverage on us. And,
right.
I'll say this about that, is that, you know, it wasn't all man coverage. And so it was a spin the dial, and they did a really good job of doing that. And, you know, we've got to coach it better. We've got to execute it better as players, and we will.
Looking ahead to the Giants, they bring a lot of pressure. I think just with their front four, it seems they've been doing it for years. What do you see from them up front, and how do you guys match up on your offensive line?
They have a very good front. They have a very good defense. They've got a really good amount of experience on the defense. Guys that have played a lot of football, and you know, we feel like we match up with these guys just like we feel like we match up with every team we play. But again, it comes down to going out there and practicing well, and then going out there and putting it out on the field. But this will be a big challenge. Every week's a big challenge, and this is no different than any other week. You know, we're looking forward to it.
With the way the Giants get after a quarterback, is it scheme and sort of tricky stuff, or do they just do simple things and kind of get after you, I guess?
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything. They, you know, Perry Fuller does a great job. He's been a coordinator in the league for a while now, and he does a really good job of mixing things up, mixing up the looks, making sure that he has some different things for each game. And then obviously they have a bunch of really good players, you know, up front with Umanora, JPP, and now with Tuckback and those guys. I could name them all. Canty. You know, and then obviously linebacker-wise, secondary-wise, very solid group. So, you know, no, it's not just one thing or this or that. It's a lot of different things that you've got to be ready for. And you know, it's going to be a long week of practice, and hopefully we'll be ready to go.
All right, Patriots offensive coordinator Billy O'Brien basically talking about Taylor Price. I do find it interesting. I don't know how you feel about it. I find it interesting what he said. Very rarely do you hear him say, to me, it's not a knock at Belichick, but we need to get, it's just funny to hear a coach come off, a coordinator come off on this team and say, no, we need to get him in there and get him more reps. I think it's interesting that he says that. You don't hear that a lot about different players. You know, usually you get the politically correct answers about, well, when he's ready, he'll be there in game plan. But this seemed like Bill O'Brien saying, going up to Bill and saying, you know what, it's time for this guy to get in there. And Bill, we all know, has a ton of respect for all his coaches and listens to a lot of what they have to say, and they have plenty of input. So Billy O'Brien maybe just putting his foot down a little bit here with Bill Belichick saying, he says we need to get him in there. He needs to get more reps. So it's clear that Bill O'Brien thinks Taylor Price is ready for some primetime action here. However, the big man, Bill Belichick, is the one that will make the final decision. But I think that is interesting. So look for more of Taylor Price on Sunday, when they hopefully beat up on the Giants, which I think is a strong possibility. Email me, webradio@patriots.com, Facebook me as well, Pete Shepard, PETSHEPPARD. Still got time to get to me on the Ace Ticket Hotline as well at 508-298-0398. And, hey, Kev, how about we take a quick break and then come back. We'll finish up the show again. I'm still getting all these great messages from everybody about the wedding. Thank you all so much. Back with more messages and more on the Patriots loss to the Steelers, and look ahead to the Giants. And we'll tell you what's coming up on tomorrow's show when we return for the final segment of the Pete Shepherd Show on Patriots.com.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you. From Boston sports to concert and theater, whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Dear business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pabs! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pabs!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed. Go, Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open!
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Hey guys, pumpkin coffee is back at Dunkin' Donuts.
Awesome. But what's with the guy behind you playing the timpani drum?
It's a big deal. Dunkin's pumpkin coffee is back for fall.
So you hired him to play every time you say pumpkin coffee?
And when I say something smart in a meeting.
This is big. Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for a hotter iced pumpkin coffee before it's gone. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Guys, I think the lady at Dunkin' Donuts is totally into me.
Why is that?
She made a delicious chicken salad sandwich just for me with celery and herbs on an oven-toasted croissant.
Yeah, they definitely do that for everyone.
Can I just enjoy this moment with Dunkin' Chicken Salad Woman in my heart?
Hurry in for Dunkin's new Bakery Fresh Chicken and Tuna Salad Sandwiches. They're hand-built just for you. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're gonna miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature, right?
Yeah. No.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Welcome back to the Pete Shepherd Show on Patriots.com Radio. Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, here's your host, Pete Shepherd.
Hey, welcome back to the Pete Shepherd Show here just for a few more minutes here on Patriots.com. Great to be back here to start the week. Unfortunately, they lost, but the Patriots lost, but that's okay. Tomorrow we're going to be moving on, and it was, you said, Mike Eisen from Giants.com will join me in the 5 o'clock hour. Covers the Giants, obviously. The New York football Giants. We'll be talking in-depth more about what to expect. And this is going to be, I just think it's a bad spot for the Giants to come in this week and play this team. And, again, throw all the defensive numbers. You know, just give me a, Pat Burns used to say, the Lakers, give me a percentage. I don't give a damn. This will be a bad day for the New York Giants when it's all said and done. Bad day. Trust me on that. It's going to be a bad day. They almost had a bad day against the winless Miami Dolphins. They had a bad day against a but awful Seattle Seahawks team at home. Lost. And they just, I mean, the Giants are a hard team to figure out because at times they look like a great team and other times they don't. I think the 5-2 record is might be a little bit deceiving, but as one coach said, you are what you are. They're 5-2. Patriots 5-2. But I think the Patriots have had many more quality wins than the Giants have, but we shall see. We'll get into more of that tomorrow with Michael Eisner from Giants.com. Still got a couple minutes left. You want to email me, webradio@patriots.com, or Facebook me, Pete Shepherd, PETESHEPPARD. Email me. Or call me on the Ace Ticket Hotline. Still got a couple minutes left, 508-298-0398. Again, tomorrow I'll be back from 4 to 6. Of course, Thursday, the Football Fantasy Lowdown with Brian Lowe. We'll do that at 4 o'clock or at the 4 to 5 on Thursday. And then really get into the Giants again in the 5 o'clock hour on Thursday. Another 4:15 game for the Patriots coming up here. So they're talking about also I was listening to some talk yesterday, last night, about the flex schedule coming up. And I forget who was talking about it on one of the stations, but the Jet, and I'm glad because it's the Jets, but if it was the Patriots, I'd be upset. The Jets really get screwed Thanksgiving week. They're gonna play on a Sunday night against the Patriots, and then go play on Thanksgiving, I believe, Thanksgiving night. Unbelievable. They really got screwed with that. If that was the Patriots, people would be losing their minds, you know, around here. But they were talking about possibly, I know there's rumors about, but there were some speculation maybe they would flex out of that game, but that's not going to happen. There's no way they're taking the Patriots and Jets off Sunday night. Especially now with the Patriots, loss, and it seems a little bit closer. And particularly, God forbid, you know, the Jets win Sunday against the Bills and the Patriots, if, you know, they do lose two in a row, then all of a sudden it really becomes a cluster bleep at the top of the AFC East. Then it's a whole new ball game again. But that's a long ways away. That Bills-Jet game Sunday is going to be really interesting. Can't wait to watch that one. And, of course, the Patriots are on at 4 o'clock, right after that, 4:15. So well, that's going to do it for this edition of the Pete Shepherd Show. I want to thank everybody once again. I got to say thanks once again to my best man, my great friend Lou Sorgi, who is with me, and all my other family and friends and new family and friends that were there in Jamaica. Thank you so much. Thank you all for the well wishes on the emails and the Facebook, all that stuff. Tomorrow it'll be, you know, 2.5 days since the Patriots lost, so I hope it's sunk in and we start to move on to the Giants. It's not that bad. Don't worry. You know, life goes on. 5-2. still right there. A lot of football left. It's a really good football team you have here in Foxborough. Don't sweat it. Lost to a pretty good team on the road and still had a chance to win with a couple possessions with 3 minutes and 23 seconds to go. Was not as bad as last year in Cleveland. Trust me. Not as bad. Anyway, enough of that. Have a great and safe rest of your Tuesday night. Thanks for Kevin Collins for producing this whole thing. Tomorrow, Michael Eisner, Giants.com, joins me in the 5 o'clock hour. Until then, have a great one. Have a great and safe rest of your Tuesday. Talk to you tomorrow at 4 p.m. on the Pete Shepherd Show here on Patriots.com.